Buju, welcome to Psychologist Say, a podcast where I talk about the psychology of everyday life. And I'm your host, Dr. Tammy. If you're new to the show, welcome. And for our return visitors, thanks for checking in with us again today. And today we'll be talking about a form of excessive and sometimes very uncontrollable thinking that's called rumination and some of the differences between men and women. Women are more likely to internalize that stress. Men can then sometimes be more external. So when you hear those words, internal or external, so with women, it may be more something where they're going inside, where they're thinking, their brain is really working through this. They're analyzing it and they're feeling. So it could really look a lot like feeling inside depression, anxiety, overwhelm. And when you're externalizing, it's more of what you're doing in the form of how you're interacting. So maybe more aggression, being impulsive, acting out. So it's two different ways that men and women may be showing this. And one that's really interesting to think about is that women, this is important to pay attention to this, because if you're a woman, it's good to understand this and really understand this word of rumination. And if you're a man, it's not that you don't do this, just that women ruminate at a higher level than men, most women. And so when you're looking at that, it's important to understand it, because if you're in a relationship with a woman, you want to be able to understand this rumination and if it's playing a factor in their level of anxiety or depression or just that feeling of overwhelm. And it could be related to a reason why they feel misunderstood, why some women are reporting that. Rumination is when the brain starts to think about an adverse event and really look at it from all different angles. And the more the rumination continues, the deeper it can get, and it can really get stuck. There's different types of rumination. There are basically four main types. So there's brooding. Now, this type is when you have like a passive thinking. It's almost like an unconscious. You're not purposely doing it. And it's associated with looking at themselves in a negative way or thinking about the things that they've done wrong. So they're brooding. They're really stuck in a rut with their thinking and they're drawn to it. They're being pulled into this negative thought. And the next one is reflection. So compared to brooding, reflection is different. It's an intentional. It's inward. It's not this unconscious or kind of passive brooding. There's effort. You know what you're doing when you go inward to examine why you're feeling the way you're feeling. It's used as a way for people to grasp why things are the way they are. And they're in a way trying to find solutions to their problem. So this is a deep reflection. It may be a more proactive type of rumination, yet it really isn't fully a full problem solving if it's only thinking and no doing. The next type of rumination is intrusive. When this intrusive rumination happens, it's unintentional and uncontrollable oftentimes, and it's sometimes related to or triggered by something stressful. And an intrusive rumination, no matter how much this individual may want to stop thinking about this trigger event, it can be so, so difficult. Individuals could be working, playing, socializing, having a good time, or just simply not aware of what they're doing. And all of a sudden, they could start to have these thoughts. The thoughts are kind of taking over and they're not wanted. And if you become aware of them, it's hard to push them out. Maybe even the more you try to push them out, the more these thoughts want to stay. Now, these intrusive ruminations thoughts, a lot of times these could be associated with something really traumatic or hurtful or a big adjustment that you're having to go through or that you've went through in the past. And it's just what if thinking, what if could be that future. And so these intrusive thoughts can create a lot of anxiety, but the key is to start to understand these different types. The last rumination is deliberate. Now with this, it's active. You're purposefully thinking about a situation and this could be the overanalyzers. They want to think about it from every level and they want to try to get it from every perspective. And they really feel like they got to get to the bottom of this. Like, what is this situation? How can I understand it? And how can I make sense of it? And then they feel like after they do that, they can come to some kind of conclusion. But it's almost like they know that they're putting effort and energy into this type of thinking that becomes part of a cycle of rumination. So women report much higher levels of engaging in rumination, and that's that difficulty for them to just shut it off. And partly it's because I feel like they don't understand that they're doing it in the first place, and they need that language, rumination. Now that they can have that language, they have to learn how to identify it. Am I ruminating? What am I doing? Am I stuck in a rut? Is my mind, am I doing this actively, or is this something that somebody's telling me I'm doing? And I really have to stop and take note of it. And then if you are somebody who gets stuck on this rumination style, you could be somebody who has anxiety or depression, because it's much more likely. And trust me, for the men listening, this men do this too. This is not just a symptom or a type of strategy for women. It's definitely rumination occurs in both genders. It's just that women are, it's occurring at a higher rate, and it's more difficult for them to get out of it. So one thing that I want you guys to think about, or to leave this on a positive note, there are a lot of strategies that you can do to help your rumination. Anytime that you decrease this type of behavior or thinking style, it can lead to less stress and anxiety, less feeling of overwhelm. So one way that you can do that is through reappraisal. Reappraisal is just like it sounds. It's when you get a situation or an item or something that doesn't really give you what you wanted. You didn't get the expectation you wanted. There's something not right. You want to look at it from a different angle, or you want to have somebody else take a look at it and give you another interpretation, another estimate, another way to kind of look at your situation. That reappraisal is looking at it from an almost like the opposite side. And when you start to do that, you could really increase your feeling of empowerment and control, and maybe even understanding and some acceptance of your situation. It can also help just to change and balance your mood. So good things to ask yourself when you're trying to reappraise a situation is, did I learn something from this? In this situation, did I grow? Was this situation needed in my life to teach me something? Is there something that I know now that to do differently in the future because I have experienced this? Is this something where I can focus on the lessons versus the outcome? And so when you reappraise something, it could really give you that edge over it. And that's not meaning just act like everything is positive in life. It's to take a minute and say, have a different view of it. One good example is, let's say you enrolled in school and you wanted to further your education, and you were able to put in maybe a couple years and you weren't able to finish, but you have those years that you put in, you have that knowledge, you've gained something, you've learned, you've dedicated time. And when you're working in a field, because maybe you weren't able to finish your degree, instead of focusing on I didn't finish or what you're longing for, what you didn't do, and that type of longing or feeling like you missed out or that you failed in some way, is going to definitely have the mood down in a negative, unfulfilled type of thinking. That will lead to moods of anxiety, stress, and also a feeling of overwhelm. And so if you take that same situation and do a reappraisal and think, I'm so grateful that I had that time in school. What I'm doing now, I've learned, and it's helping me. But even though I didn't earn my degree, I'm using everything I learned and I'm putting it towards what I'm doing now. Even if you're not doing anything related to what you learned, going to making a commitment, going to school, showing up for class, anything that you've learned, relationships that you made, all of that experience can help you perform at whatever you need to do in life. So that's a way of taking something and getting a reappraisal. It's kind of like if you were to purchase a piece of art and you want to get it appraised. And when you got the appraisal, you weren't happy. You knew it was worth more. You felt it was worth more. So you bring it, you want somebody else to take a look at it. And when you get somebody else to take that other look at it, you're hoping that it's the reappraisal is going to help you feel better about your purchase. So it's the same thing with how we're thinking about our problems in life. So thanks for checking in. That's the end of our show today. P.S. We all have worries from time to time, and it's a normal part of our life. However, if you're caught up in a cycle of rumination, I definitely want you to know that there's help out there, and starting with some reappraisal is a good step in the right direction. Thanks for checking in.